Morning Watch. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ, week 5. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ as the mystery of God. Thursday, related verses. John chapter 1, verses 14 and 16. Verse 14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Verse 16. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 to 23. And he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Suggested reading. We should never consider the riches as the fullness. These two things are absolutely different. The riches are the quantity of an object, whereas the fullness is the flowing out, the overflow, of the object to become the expression of the object. God's fullness is the overflow of his riches, and this overflow is God's expression. God is abundantly rich. He is so rich that his riches overflow. This overflow is the expression of God. It is not easy to understand John chapter 1, verse 16. A teacher of the Greek language once said that grace upon grace can be compared to the waves of the sea, which roll in wave upon wave, without interruption. In this verse, grace does not refer to the riches of grace, but to the fullness of grace. The riches of grace are in God, but the fullness of grace is in Christ Jesus. Hence, the grace that we receive is the fullness of grace. The Jews do not know the Lord Jesus, and they do not receive him. They only have the Father, but not the Son. Hence, the most that they can enjoy is the rich love of God. They cannot enjoy the fullness of the love of God as Christians can. Now we can understand John chapter 1, verse 16. This verse says that we have received of his fullness, not of his riches. Fullness, not riches, is used in this verse. This can be compared to water within a cup being the riches, and to the water that overflows the cup being the fullness. The Lord Jesus is the overflow of God. The Son is the overflow of the Father. Here is an illustration. Before I was married in 1928, I was a bachelor. Even though I was young and strong, I did not have an overflow. Today, however, my 8 children, their spouses, and my 3rd generation add up to more than 30 people. This is my overflow. The riches are seen in the Father, and the fullness is seen in the children. In God the Father, love is rich, light is rich, and grace is also rich. But we cannot see the fullness of these items in the Father. When the Son came and walked on the earth, people saw the overflow, something that surpassed the riches. Based on this light, when we read the record of the Lord Jesus in the 4 Gospels, we need to see that his life and walk were not merely rich in life, love, and power. His life and walk were the fullness of life, love, and power. When we describe the Father, we use the word rich. God is rich in this, and he is rich in that. However, when we describe the Son, we need to change rich to full. Christ is full of this, and he is full of that. The Lord is not only rich, but he is also full. The Lord Jesus is the fullness of God, and fullness is expression. Hymn 501 says, O glorious Christ, Savior mine, thou art truly radiance divine. When the Lord Jesus was on the earth, he was full of grace, full of reality, full of light, and full of life. He was full of the attributes of God. He was full of all that God is. This is God's manifestation, God's expression. We are now clear concerning the fullness of God dwelling in Christ bodily. In Christ is the fullness of God's grace and reality, and we have all received of Christ's fullness and grace upon grace. This is like wave upon wave of grace coming upon us. This surely is fullness. The grace we receive from the Lord is the expression of God. Hence, the more grace we receive, the more we express God.